Launching the appeal in Geneva, Peter Salama, UNICEF Global Emergency Coordinator, said there has been what he called exciting recent progress in the fight against Ebola. However, he cautioned that although there were less than 100 cases documented in the past week, the work is far from over.
During the course of this outbreak, the worst Ebola outbreak in the history of the disease, we have repeatedly underestimated this pathogen, and we now have a time-limited window of opportunity to eliminate the virus. By April or May, the rains will set in West Africa, limiting our access and our ability to find cases and trace their contacts.
Mr. Salama said that children have faced complex direct and indirect threats from Ebola. He pointed out that around a quarter of all the cases have been in children, and there is evidence that children are more likely to die from the Ebola virus than adults. In addition to that, more than 10,000 children have lost one or both parents due to Ebola, creating a crisis of orphans.
Indirectly as well, we know that 5 million children suffered from the closure of schools, which are just starting to come back online. And most of the health clinics were closed during the course of the outbreak or were semi-functional. And of course, that has resulted in the risk of vaccine-preventable diseases as immunization rates have declined and other critical life-saving services have dropped in coverage.
And so, UNICEF needs to continue its work to help children affected by Ebola in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Afshan Khan, UNICEF's Director of Emergency Programs, said that for now, the appeal for funds to fight Ebola in West Africa is for a limited time period.
In the case of Ebola, right now, there's been a decision interagency to mark the needs requirements up till June. Depending on how the situation evolves, remember this is a relatively fast-moving disease, we'll see if we need to revise those figures and depending on how successful my colleagues are in stopping the outbreak.
Ms. Khan said that the fear of the real risk of Ebola spreading to other countries and the increasing number of deaths has led to attention and unparalleled action by the international community. She said various actors, including non-governmental organizations, UN agencies, and governments, have all worked together to try and stop the outbreak. Derek Mbata, United Nations.